Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back to 17 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Duke of Small Business. I'm glad you're here. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. We're having a great visit with our good friend John Deaney, one of the smartest guys I know, the author of Your Exit Map, which is an outstanding book on how to help you let someone else take over your business and give you the money as you leave. John, thanks again for being here. So in addition to your book, you have a program that you're making available to advisors, business advisors, to use your system to help them help their clients value their business and set them up to be sold.
Yeah. The exit map is for all kinds of professionals. I mean, it's profession neutral.
CPAs, so we have attorneys.
CPAs, financial planners, estate planning attorneys, consultants, business mm-hmm. coaches, all those types of people are using it to start conversations with boomer owners who give you the standard response about when you're leaving.
Would a business owner want to do this on their own if they were? Would they just want to buy it?
They don't have. Well, they can't buy it. I mean, it's really for advisors. But there is a site for business owners called Your Exit Map, same as the book.
Right.
And it goes along with the book. There's a lot of tools that we show in the book that can be accessed on Your Exit Map.
Okay. So check that out. Your Exit Map. And if you're an advisor, if they're an advisor, how do they contact you about that?
Go to exitmap.com.
Okay.
And they get a free test drive.
So two websites, yourexitmap.com and exitmap.com. Is that right?
Right.
Okay. Your Exit Map is for people who are owners who want the book, who have the book and want to get smarter. And exitmap.com is the one for advisors who want to acquire your system to help their clients.
Correct.
All right, good. I want to make sure we got that out. Folks, this is important stuff because there are millions of people out there who need this help from John. So, all right, let's talk about how to value. There are different kinds of valuation strategies, aren't there?
Yes, and one of the first things people need to understand is that different sizes of companies are valued in different ways. They use different methodologies mm-hmm. depending upon who the buyer is. So understanding who your buyer is will decide how you look at your company. Obviously, publicly traded companies, you know, that trade at multiples of earnings of 12 and 15 and 18.
Right.
That's in the publicly traded market. Private businesses don't see those kind of values. Then your companies with over $1 million in cash flow, which would be, you know, your adjusted EBITDA, not including your owner compensation and your salary that you pay yourself. Those are the target of professional buyers, the private equity groups. And those tend to value higher than the typical owner-operated small business. And those companies, those professional buyers, figure that when the owner leaves, they're going to have to stick a manager in at the same or greater salary.
Right.
And so they're not going to look at the owner's salary and benefits as part of the value.
It's called recasting.
Part of the operating. Yeah, right. Mm-hmm. But the big recasting goes for businesses that are worth less than $3 million, what we call the Main Street market.
Mm-hmm.
In Main Street, your typical buyer is going to be an individual who wants to run the company just as you run the company.
Mm-hmm.
And when you're valuing those companies for cash flow, you look at the owner's benefits. You look at his car and his phones and, you know, whatever else he might be paying. Not that any of us pay anything else out of our companies. But
no one would ever
because,
do that.
No, never.
Right.
But all those things come together as part of the value of the company to a new owner, because he'll get all those benefits accruing to him.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So you start out with a different baseline number, and a lot of the valuation confusion comes when people cross over numbers. I frequently hear people advise owners who are thinking of selling their business. They go, well, stop taking all your benefits. You got to get that bottom line up.
Mm-hmm.
Well, if you're a small business, you're going to recast all that as part of the value anyway.
That's right.
So you don't, except for things that you can't recast because you can't show it to a bank. If you're taking cash out of the register every night, you can't recast that stuff. That's just
right. That's
just stealing and tax evasion.
Right.
But if you're paying for a nice car, and if you have maybe a condo in a resort area that the employees and customers use a lot, and
you go on a business trip to a convention associated with your industry, and you stay a few extra days vacation while you're there, those kinds of things.
Sure.
Yeah.
Or you take your wife along because she's on
the board
of directors.
That's right.
You know. Those are all things that you can recast as part of the value that will accrue to a new owner.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, understanding that, because when you're using all your benefits, and for a small business on a Main Street basis, you're going to see probably in the range of 2.5 times those total benefits as a typical purchase price.
Mm-hmm.
Above that, it's tough to finance.
Mm-hmm.
When you get to the EBITDA equations, when you're over $1 million in profit, professionals are looking at it. Professionals are more in the 4 to 6 times profits range, but it's a different profits.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of times, many times, a small business owner will look at the car and look at the condo and look at the benefits he's taken out of the company, and then look at the mid-market valuations and say, well, I'm worth 5 or 6 times that. And that's not the way it gets figured out.
Yeah, too much. No. That's good stuff. No, recasting is really important for people to understand, because you know, a lot of times they'll say, "Well, I'm not making any money. Who would, you know, 3 times nothing is nothing, right?" But they don't realize when you recast the numbers and you clean up your statement for somebody who's going to look at it with a more jaundiced eye, you actually might have something to sell. Hold on to that thought. We're going to come right back with John Deany. Your exit map. And we're going to talk, we'll give him talk a little bit about cash flow versus profits after this break. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.